Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding Islamic dietary directives, the misconception that we're going to discuss today is the prohibition of smoking. Now, there are people who think that the Quran has prohibited smoking in the absolute sense, and therefore a person who smokes is actually going against the Quran. And for this, they actually they adduce this directive of prohibition from the Quran, from a particular verse. However, if that verse is interpreted in its context, we can safely say that it has nothing to do with smoking at all, and the verse itself occurs in the Quran in an entirely different context. And the words themselves which precede that verse are enough to show this. The words of Surah Baqarah, this verse from which this prohibition is adduced, are وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ, which means that spend in the way of God and do not cast yourself and do not consign yourself to death by your own hands. So if we consider the part which says spend in the way of God, and then we relate this part to the next part which says وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ, this would clearly mean that by not spending in the way of God, do not consign yourself to death. So therefore, this verse has a very specific context, and it cannot be related to all types of things which can lead a person to death or to something which can be harmful to him. So what has actually happened is that people have interpreted this verse in isolation. The words "la tulqu bi aydikum ila tahluka," if they are severed from the context, would mean that do not consign yourself to death or destruction, which would mean that do not do any activity which might lead you to death or destruction, or which might lead you to ruin. And if we, of course, sever this verse from its context, it would mean that one should not indulge in any such thing. And of course, then the prohibition of smoking can be easily derived if this context is not taken into consideration. However, if this context is taken into consideration, we can say that what the Quran is saying is that by desisting from spending in the way of God, Muslims of those times actually were obligated at a certain point of time to wage war against the disbelievers, and for this they were required to spend in the way of God. And the verse says that you have to spend in the way of God, and by not spending, do not consign yourself to death, which would of course mean that if they abstain from spending, then this would be something which would be tantamount to consigning themselves to death by themselves. So it is absolutely clear that this verse has absolutely no bearing on smoking or any other thing. And another thing that needs to be understood here is that the Quran generally discusses things which are moral in nature or which are immoral in nature, and has certain things to say about them. For things, for example, which relate to our ill health, which relate to bad effects of certain things on our health, they have been left by the Quran to our own experience, to our own discretion. We can make laws about them, but the bottom line is that smoking has not been regarded as something prohibited by the Quran or by the Almighty. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ.